Session 29, tape number 19, November 27th, side one, channel one. Toy box today. Yeah. Let's see what we got to play with. I'm gonna take my boots off first thing. Got the boots on. Boot off. Take another boot off. Boot off. Took my boots off. Take it off? I'll just hold it and you can take it off. There! It came off. There's a ball. Thank you. Did you give me the ball? Did you give me the ball? Yeah, that's nice. Did you give me the ball? You're giving me the monkey. That's the monkey. Oh, monkey, would you give me the ball? Would you give me the ball? Would you give me the ball? Very close. Would you give me the ball, Jacob? Make it go round? Thank you. Can you make the block go round? Yes, you can do it. Good. One has to do. Do it some more? Oh, I see. You want it to stand up in there. If it won't stand up, it isn't big enough. Well, so.
play so nicely with me.
Well, I spend an awful lot of time sitting right here playing with him.
He doesn't seem to be spoiled, though. I mean, he's still... I mean, when you're not here, he goes scampering over the house taking care of himself.
Well, partly for my own sake, and sometimes for yours too, I deliberately take breaks where I sit in a chair and sort of look up and nod every once in a while.
I think he understands a little bit now what it means, maybe because of that, for someone to be busy. You know, doing. Jacob, you got a room.
Yes, I didn't go out after Phoenix. I wasn't sure where the nearest one was. Oh, she's not going anywhere. What's the matter? I would be exhausted if I did nothing but sit here all day.
Hey.
Besides, he would be bored, as a matter of fact. He often crawls off and leaves me and then comes back.
What's the matter? I bet you're hungry.
Okay, well, just wait a second. What's for breakfast? I could...
I have to, get some milk. Which there is none.
I could fix him some powdered milk, Judy.
That's all out.
Oh. How about an English muffin? Would that help?
No English muffin.
No English muffin. I shouldn't ask.
Okay, I could make it hot cereal if I was trying to cool down. Jacob, we just got to wait. It's a ball.
A stapler. I'm not sure why it's on the floor. Where are you going? You're going crabways. Hey Jacob, can you rock? Can you rock? Now that's bouncing. Can you rock? Had it in the sink the other day, I think. He was rocking like this. The couch. Rocking. Remember? Can you rock? Can you rock like that? Thinking
weird.
About it. Maybe he doesn't know. I don't know how much of what other people do he can translate into what it would feel like if he did it. Some, sure. I know he can. But I think he's so good at feeding people.
Yeah. Nothing you could do is put his finger underneath, right, and staple it.
Yeah.
I doubt that he's going to manage that. I guess we could take the staples out.
I was sort of worried about them coming out and being all over the floor.
Oh,
it's so hard to keep them from being eaten. Oh, it's really all loaded. It's hard to get them. You know what, Jacob?
Oh, they probably won't come in.
I think it's too hard to take them out. I think we would find you a better toy than that. Oh, it was a bad try to take away, was it? Now, what about your telephone? There's
that.
Let's see if you can put on the telephone.
But you're not supposed to pound it on the floor. I think I better have a telephone for
Christmas. Oh,
thank you. Oh, the other day, not only did he pretend to talk, but then he handed it to Annie in the way you had the telephone to somebody else for you. It was marvelous. Okay, I shouldn't mind. What you know is a bit like this.
monkeys.
Do you want to do that? Makes a great noise. For Jacob. Could I hug Jacob? Check for windows. This is freezing. That's closed. Now let's see. These are closed. No, they're not quite closed. Okay. What else is up? Those are closed. Let's go back to the door. The bedroom's closed. It's nice and warm in there. Well, maybe it'll work out. Tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. On my lap. Hiding monkey paws. Hug Jacob. Hug. Hug. No glasses, little devil. No. Thank you. What you doing, Jacob? Like having some coffee. It's chilly in your apartment this morning, isn't it?
I
went around and closed the windows. Jacob's been quite warm. Are you going to New York for the holiday or what?
She told me we're going to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving and we're going to have a vegetarian Thanksgiving.
I read the cover of the New York Times.
the cover was conjured up in my mind. I have a cousin who's a really nice and nut. And then on Friday we're going to have a Thanksgiving in our house. Jacob will brandish the drumstick.
Yes, he's going to have a fine time with that. What are you doing in your mommy's pocketbook? Judy, is he allowed to poke in your pocketbook, or would you rather I close it?
I'd rather do it.
Okay. I forgot to look for something that Annie and I were talking about.
I just had my notebook handy.
No, I should have looked. I don't remember whether he ever says down now, except as part of the action of knocking the bell. I want to get the exact timing on it. Because I'm trying to follow its evolution. I have a feeling that it's evolving and I don't know what it's doing. I got some nice downs on tape, though, from a phone. You know, I'm not really, you know, I'm moving pretty far away from looking at phonology in isolation. Yeah?
What's all this noise?
Is that a lot of conversation?
Oh, I remember that coffee grinders were a big part.
And Stevie was too. I used to grind coffee fairly frequently, and a coffee grinder is still one of the noisiest appliances in the house, an electric one. And he used to pretend that things were coffee grinders, but they didn't look like coffee grinders to anybody else but him. I don't remember the rest of it anymore. Just piles of blocks. It was pretty early, but I remember how he used to say it, the quality of how he said it was pretty poor. He couldn't have been over two. It was something like a Cossy guy or...
You've heard of Schindler?
Yeah, but I can't do much of a name.
He teaches, he's the new Indo-European that's been ever part of. He's a Viennese, in Austria. They have a 2-year-old. Who is really unbelievable. I mean, he seems to be just fluent in German.
Stevie, by the time he was 2.5, was a fluent English speaker. He was really marvelous.
Jacob, how can I turn it? If you are holding on to it.
I remember. I think I remember before that.
I need to run. I
remember somebody asking me, does the baby talk? And I sort of looking at them in astonishment. Now, Stevie wasn't quite old enough to realize that they had said something startling. You weren't going to be alone.
There's the baby.
Coffee grinder.
Oh, you don't even want to be chance today.
Jacob,
I have to cry this.
Is it really difficult?
No. I don't drink coffee that much. I don't go camping that often. And I think usually I walk around and stay at this high. So, I don't know, I guess there's a big difference between a 2-year-old and a kid Jacob. Just when we were at our house for this colloquium, and Harold, I mean, he was walking around and he mouthed in German and he wanted to stay and listen to the talk and sit with people. And eventually his mother dragged him away crying. But she told me that she thought he could have sat still for some time.
Well, there's also a lot of difference between kids. Jacob was talking at a pretty average sort of age, and if you hit an early talker, they really look fabulous.
This kid was... He had enough words at 9 months, and his father had some rules for the kid.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a coffee grinder. That's a coffee grinder.
Need
another wipe again. Gosh, Judy, are you still doing that? Maybe I should help you with it?
What?
I'm wanting to take a spell.
Special kind of muscle. Once you get it, it doesn't bother you to do it. I had a friend over here once, a guy who wasn't the most secure person in the world about his own masculinity. And he volunteered to do the coffee grinding, and he came to the trouble, and he could say that it really killed him. I mean, he really, it's a mistake.
Something to nibble along with the coffee, just to keep it company.
Yeah.
Yeah? But I didn't do anything, you just gave it to me. That's a lovely sound. I keep thinking about this. There's something that quite stable in Jacob's speech that does not find itself expressed in a feature system very well. It's visible in, actually, in ordinary acoustics, but the fricative character of L-type sounds, of a lot of them, if you look at a handbook of how to read sound spectrograms, if you have a simple handbook of how to read sound spectrograms written for people who don't know anything about sound, it will tell you that L-type sounds, Y-type sounds, essentially glides and liquids, have a varying amount of friction. Sometimes they have a lot, sometimes they have a little, and that you really can't use it because that particular dimension plays very little role, known really, in the structure of English. You don't classify L's by how much friction. Seems to be quite free, or maybe it's kind of dependent, but anyway, it's not saying. And yet, I keep being impressed by how stable this sort of liquid fricative sound is for Jacob. I wonder if a Czech speaker would call it an R, their fricative R thing, I don't know. But if that's going to evolve into a part of English
phonology.
His English
phonology, which it will eventually. That sort of, how is it going to do it? It's going to have to, its stability, its phonetic stability is useless, essentially.
Yeah.
It's got to be split up and divided among other sounds and, you know, rearranged, and it's just... Very puzzling to think about, because I don't really know what one of the things I become aware of is the kind of training that one gets at modern progressive institutions. It's really rather lousy if you come down to the phonetics of English speech. I don't know a thing about the phonetics of English speech. You know, if I want to know what my own vowel system is, I go to correct.
I always find myself feeling very insecure when I'm around structuralists in my department, you know, who know them.
It's a bad swing of the pendulum to take so far away from your training and observational data.
Yeah. We do it, Steve does it, but I have a feeling, he's interested in phonetics, but somehow, I don't know, people aren't excited about it in the way that people like Ives Goddard.
Well, of course, I'm being driven back on it now. I have to.
Were you in Chicago last year? Yeah, for sure. Do you remember what's his name? John O.
Oh, how? See, I guess I gotta clear things off so we can sit down here. Thank you. that's one of the things that bothers me when I get into the job market. Wishing I could find a way to pick up even a single course. I've occasionally given a single lecture. I've done that half a dozen times maybe. For somebody who wanted me to come in and talk about child language. Mm-hmm. I never had a PA I had, or rather the assistantship I had was not teaching, but a research one, I guess, or I don't know how it was classified. But anyway, it meant I was putting some language teaching materials on the computer, which was very broadening, but.
Somehow, as far as I knew, you never had, yet you strike me as the kind of person.
Well, I hope I am. I would like very much to teach. It's sort of what I've always expected I would do and wanted to do. There's a sense in which I've done lots of teaching in the bringing up two kids is teaching.
When you're quite lucid.
Am I? That's nice. Thank you. You realize you're saying this in a tape recorder.
Oh, dear.
Explaining things is something I like to do a lot. I think it's a byproduct of enthusiasm that I should want to. I don't know, I've seen bad enthusiastic teachers.
Yeah, sure. Quieres, Bobo?
You're not a polyglot on me, are you?
Hey, what are you doing?
Has Annie talked to you about wanting to maybe carry on with Jacob for another year?
Well, my impression from what she said was that she wanted to stay here another year and it might be necessary to carry on with Jacob.
Well, I think she thinks it sounds like a viable, a project she could persuade people about, which is that's just some effects on what I choose to do, unfortunately. But it would.
Do you find her really good to work with?
Yeah. Very sensible.
Yeah.
On the spot.
I really like her. She seems to have so much awareness of what is going on. Like, we have these colloquium once a month that meet at various faculty houses, and yesterday, Ives is the president of this group this year, or whatever it is, he announced that the next meeting was going to be held at the Cronkite Graduate Center. And Annie, I mean, had the presence of mind to realize that it would be nice for some graduate students to host it, and there were three of them there, and she arranged it, you know. And it's not something that Miranda would have done, that I know. It's just that she somehow has some kind of sensitivity to situations.
I think I get as much out of Annie as I can give to her about talking about kids. And I really feel a sense of partnership with her. And
I'm sort of looking forward to acknowledging it. And I was sort of wanting dimly to do some psychological testing, and all of a sudden I thought, you know, a well-qualified person taking care of that end completely. I'm definitely expecting to cite her, to use her work as I needed to back up mine. If she were to go on with Jacob next year, it would be delightful for me, because then I could come in once in a while, as she has, essentially reversing the time. Because I really hate the idea of leaving him.
Well, as long as we're all in the Cambridge area.
Yeah.
Some person around who wanted to study, do something on intonation. This would be a good time to do that.
I'd like to see if I could get Ivan and or Mark at least interested enough to listen a little bit. But then the stuff will be on tape.
I have it. Do you know Jennifer Monacore? Probably you don't know. She's a...
I think I may have met her by now, I'm not sure.
She's a senior at Tufts. She hangs around MIT. She's one of Ivan's many girlfriends, and she's also interested in intonation. I'm not sure exactly what the arrangement of these interests is, but she asked me to be on her committee. Mm-hmm. And she came in with essentially no viable idea for what... She had to write a thesis within 1 month. She's starting now.
Oh, a senior honors thesis?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's right. She wants to write an intonation. She has not really bothered to find out what Ivan and Mark have done on intonation. It's really dumb. I mean.
Yeah. I'm really standing up without holding on to anything just then. That was the occasion for the broad grin.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's something that I'm sort of worried about with this other lady that's taking care of Jacob, which is that her child, who is 2 months older than Jacob, never does anything. He spends all of his time standing around sucking on a pacifier, practically.
You said she seemed depressed. Do you think that's still the case?
It's hard. I don't know whether she's depressed or whether she's naturally a very subdued person. I met her husband finally, and I would be depressed if I were married.
I see.
He's very tight Greek. First thing he said to me when he met me was, "Are you a professor or are you really a postdoc?"
Charming.
An extremely tight person. Harry, he's the kid, and I wouldn't be surprised if part of the reason he's so inactive is because of his phone.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to rub off on Jacob, and none of Jacob seems to rub off on Curry. Wednesday. And they really had a good time. Little Jed, there's this hammock they have in their living room, and little Jed sort of put his arms around it in the back and was running forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards, using this as a support. And Jacob got his head into such a position that every time little Jan ran forward, little Jan's stomach would hit Jacob's head, and Jacob thought that was just sounds all right. The only thing that could conceivably go wrong would be that I would go to town before then.
Yes.
But I have no plans to do that.
What are you doing for Christmas besides going to New York, the LSA, and things
Well, Andy's two very good friends who have been here this semester, but they're going to California next semester. Which is a great source of sadness to me. And they asked me if I wanted to drive with them to California. I'm thinking of doing it. All of these things are very tentative, but that if I did that, then probably George would take Jacob with him to the West Coast. But something else that I would like to happen very much would be for George's son to come here for Christmas and visit us here. I have no idea whether his mother will let him do that, but if that happens, then I'll want to stay here and not go to California.
Are all these J's coincidental or are they all on purpose?
No, they're quite into this. I mean, mine and George's are completely
incidental. That much is understood.
Jesse is named after George's That's George's other kid, his name Jesse. He's named after George's father, his name Jesse James.
Oh,
oh
really?
No.
Yeah? You're joining the conversation.
It's yours, Jacob. I don't want that piece of soggy. No.
Well,
I don't want it.
Okay.
Was Jacob named after someone in your family or just
him? No, he wasn't. George just kind of hang up on biblicalness. It's really kind of weird. George's wife, who's quite Protestant, I mean, she's as Protestant as you could possibly be, remarried a Jewish guy. And now apparently they've all converted and she's active. And temple, and they just had a little girl named Hannah, Rachel, or Rachel Hannah, or something like that. Hey, sit down. Sit down! Jacob's clapping his hands.
J is for Jacob and Jen. Oh, it's funny. There was a time when one of the majors reading books in the house were children's alphabet books. And I found myself expressing myself in terms of alphabet books. The phrase I just said came back. Small remarks, idle remarks would tend to come out as though they were from an alphabet book. Instead of look at the squirrel, the S is for squirrel. I'm terribly suggestible on my online book.
She didn't like that, Jacob. Didn't like it.
Sure it did.
Yuck.
Still putting his tongue inside when he drinks, isn't he?
Catch him. Oh, Jacob. Coffee is something that people don't like until they're 20.
Yeah, that's what I used to think about wine until Stevie became a wine dipper at the age of 2.
I have to, what time is it?
I'd say it's 10:20.
I want to wash the dishes.
Well, okay. Does Jacob need a bottle now, or did he get one?
He hasn't had any milk, but I would give him a little time to get cranky.
Hey, no, Jacob, don't touch. Okay, let me bring these things in for you. Helping your mommy clear the table. Gotcha. Bounce, 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 bounce.
simultaneous. Yeah. Up. Up. All down. Knocked them off one at a time that time. Keys. Thank you. Keys. Give me the fish. Could you give me the fish? Thank you very much. Could you give me the keys now? Could you give me the keys? Will you give me the keys? Oh, I want you to give them to me. It's untied. Fascinating noises out here. He's just uncooperative. I see. You said it before you knocked it down. Down.
What are you saying with your finger in your mouth? That sounds more like Jacob than anything else. Knock it down again, love? Ah, you like that. That almost makes a train. Yeah, you can pull it and push it. And they all go together. Oops. Put that down. Okay, now it'll work. I'm supposed to send Bruce Fraser a portfolio of my stuff. I haven't done that. There you go again. What do you mean when you say that? Do you mean Jacob?
Karen said?
I live in a town called Cranford.
Oh, that's funny.
You know Cranford?
Robin grew up in Cranford. His parents live there now. It will be very convenient to visit you during Christmas indeed. No, I was wondering what the cheese said near Newark.
Oh, I don't know anybody.
But you grew up in New Rochelle, didn't you?
Yeah, my father, and he started teaching at the Rutgers campus in Newark.
I see.
So, it was too much for me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice. To know something.
No, it's fine, man.
So you were planning to do that?
Yes, that's where we're going to stay during the LSA. I'm going to try commuting in town. It will be a little unpleasant, especially for the morning that I want to go in to hear an 8:30 paper.
Yeah, I think we're going to try not to stay until 8:30. Just because of that. Well, I'm moving back with my mother. So, anytime there are a chance
to... I probably will go to most of the sessions, but we're going down on... 20. We're going down for Christmas dinner. You want to get out of it? You want to get out of the box? Jacob's getting out of the box. And we'll stay probably... Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure which day we'll come back. So, the 26th, I think his parents wanted to take us to a matinee in the city. Maybe the morning of the 26th tentatively would be a good time to get together. How does that sound to you offhand? Knowing that your fitness plans aren't made very well. Let me bring the thing in then. Start the tape again. Yeah. How do you like being in that box? You're in a box. Jacob's in a box. Yeah, that's Mommy's suitcase. And your suitcase. Shoes. There's a shoe.
shoe. What else? That's pants. And socks. It's a sock.
I take quite as many clothes from him as you do.
Well, my love has a great feeling.
I remember now having one baby without owning a washer and dryer.
It's really
horrible. Yeah.
For a while I had given up doing wash downstairs, but I decided that really in the long run it's much easier to do that than to accumulate huge things and then take a taxi.
Yeah. Well, when I had Danny, I finally got a washer and dryer.
Jacob, that's almost all. Fell. It's very tiring to my throat to listen to you. Does your throat tighten up when you hear high-pitched sounds? I've discovered that's the only explanation for the tight throat I get. First of all, I think my voice is but secondly, I think I do funny sympathetic things, even when I'm not actually talking. I think my throat tightens up appropriate. Just producing sounds at that pitch. I haven't even noticed that. I'm not very aware of that.
Well, maybe with your voice is very low pitched and it maybe isn't affected by Jacob's as much.
No, I have to try out some garbage bags because I really am disgusted. We're supposed to get garbage bags supplied free, by the way.
I see.
It's just very difficult to catch that.
What's your thing for vacation?
We went to,
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what you call that.
It's a brace. It's a brace. Yeah.
You gonna close your box, Jacob?
What? You might break this.
Yes, you might.
Buddy, no. Here, put the telephone.
He fell appealing.
I'm not even sure I know what you
want. We've got some of the great containers in the house.
George is in a nut. Boxes and jars and things. Thank you. Lucky Lupita. Hi, this is Alberta.
Hi. Yes, we know each other.
And that is her cobble. She can be like wet.
Hi. Hola.
You're not supposed to be.
It's alright, we'll survive a little. I'm only trying to study monolingual language acquisition. Which is something of a simplification.
Actually, all of Jacob's, except for you, all of Jacob's caretakers have been
Yes, I know. I haven't gotten a sample of the other woman's speech yet either. I must do that.
Maybe the easiest thing to do would be to invite them over here.
That might help if you were here. It'd probably be pretty stiff and awkward otherwise. I've got to finish my current theoretical paper on language acquisition. I can't have a real child to take care of. except I work. Oh, he is all wet. Do you want me to change him while you work?
Another canoe.